In the spring of 1899, a simple essay written in a single hour would become one of history's most widely distributed literary works. Born from a casual dinner conversation about heroism during the Spanish-American War, a message to Garcia found its way into the pockets of Russian soldiers, onto Japanese government desks, and eventually into more than 40 million hands worldwide. Translated into countless languages, this brief meditation on initiative became required reading for military personnel globally. Even Theodore Roosevelt ordered copies for every member of Congress and federal employee. What made this modest work so powerful? It celebrated something increasingly rare but eternally valuable: the ability to execute a mission without excuses, questions, or supervision. A quality that separates the exceptional from the ordinary in every field of human endeavor. When war erupted between the United States and Spain in 1898, President McKinley faced an urgent challenge, establishing communication with General Calixto Garcia, leader of Cuban insurgents fighting Spanish rule. Garcia was somewhere in Cuba's mountain wilderness, unreachable by conventional means. The stakes couldn't have been higher. Coordinating with Cuban rebels was essential for American military strategy. Lieutenant Andrew Summers Rowan, a West Point graduate with extensive Latin American experience, was summoned for this critical mission. His response became legendary. Without asking, "Where is he?" or "How am I supposed to find him?" Rowan simply took the letter, sealed it in an oilskin pouch, strapped it over his heart, and within days landed off Cuba's coast under cover of darkness. Imagine asking someone to look up a company address. What follows? Often a barrage of questions about where to find it, suggestions to ask others, or simply forgetting the task. A 5-minute assignment becomes a time-consuming exercise requiring multiple follow-ups. This scenario plays out daily across workplaces. Many employees struggle to complete straightforward tasks without constant guidance. They lack next-step thinking, the ability to anticipate what follows initial instructions. The result? Incomplete reports, unfinished projects, and missed opportunities. Take a store employee asked to check product availability. They return saying, "No, we don't have it," requiring the manager to prompt about checking the back room, seasonal section, or inventory system. Someone with initiative would check all locations unprompted, perhaps even suggesting alternatives or offering to check nearby stores. This issue transcends job levels. Even brilliant individuals may need constant direction, while others with modest talents excel through determination. The organizational cost is significant. Valuable hours lost to unnecessary supervision, delayed projects, and missed opportunities that competent initiative could have prevented. What causes this widespread lack of initiative? It's not primarily about intelligence or technical skill, but what Hubbard calls infirmity of the will, the psychological capacity for self-direction. This deficit appears across all organizational levels, suggesting a fundamental human challenge rather than a skill gap. Initiative requires 4 key mental qualities: attention, truly absorbing instructions, responsibility, the commitment to seeing things through, resourcefulness, solving problems independently, and completion, maintaining quality until the end. These qualities aren't equally distributed or consistently taught in schools. Traditional education sometimes undermines initiative by emphasizing compliance over self-direction, while standardized testing can discourage the creative thinking initiative requires. Initiative isn't just about completing tasks, it's about how they're completed. The person who carries a message to Garcia does so without drama, complaints, or need for recognition. They demonstrate a rare blend of self-sufficiency, determination, and professional maturity that elevates task completion to an art form. This quiet excellence seems increasingly rare in our culture of visibility and self-promotion, where social media has normalized broadcasting every achievement. Every business leader faces the same challenge: finding people who can carry a message to Garcia. Such individuals are rare and constantly in demand. When employers gather, they inevitably discuss how difficult it is to find not just employees, but people who bring genuine initiative to their work. This complaint transcends all industries and eras. This scarcity creates natural selection in the workplace. Those showing initiative advance quickly, earning greater responsibilities and rewards. Those requiring constant direction remain in entry-level positions or eventually depart. This isn't about cruelty, it's about survival. Organizations filled with employees needing constant supervision cannot compete with those staffed by self-directed individuals. The costs of oversight become prohibitive. Smart employers create systems to identify initiative early. They design tests and projects with minimal instruction, ask about independent problem-solving in interviews, and watch for signs of learned helplessness, the habit of escalating every minor obstacle to supervisors. When initiative becomes embedded in organizational culture, tasks happen automatically, problems get solved proactively, and opportunities are seized without committee meetings. This self-directed momentum creates a competitive advantage that's hard to replicate. Southwest Airlines exemplifies this culture. Flight attendants deliver forgotten items to customers' homes. Gate agents reroute passengers independently, and ground crews help with cabin cleaning for on-time departures. This stems from hiring for attitude over experience, modeling servant leadership, and recognizing initiative-taking behavior. At Toyota, any employee, from senior engineers to new hires, can stop the production line upon spotting quality issues. When an Andon cord is pulled, team leaders respond immediately, treating it as an opportunity for improvement. This system requires individuals who think independently and act without seeking permission. To foster message to Garcia moments, organizations must remove barriers like excessive rules, multiple approvals, and punishment for well-intentioned mistakes. Progressive companies replace policy manuals with guiding principles, streamline decision rights, and adopt learning-focused approaches to errors. Success requires leaders who model initiative and trust their teams. Initiative, while natural to some, can be developed through conscious effort and practice. Like any skill, it grows with use and weakens with neglect. The journey starts by recognizing moments when you're waiting for direction instead of taking action. Practice initiative thinking by asking, "If I were fully responsible here, what would I do next?" This mental shift transforms you from passive recipient to active agent. Look beyond your immediate duties to spot related needs that aren't explicitly stated. Build momentum through small, consistent commitments. Promise to complete specific tasks by set deadlines, then follow through. Start with manageable challenges, leading a project, joining a committee, or solving a recurring team issue. Each success builds the confidence that drives further initiative. Initiative demands courage, the willingness to act without complete information or guaranteed outcomes. It involves calculated risks, from potential mistakes to expanded responsibilities. The person of initiative accepts these risks as stepping stones to growth. In a world that often rewards passivity, the initiative mindset offers a powerful alternative, choosing to tackle challenges rather than waiting for guidance. Like Lieutenant Rowan with his letter to Garcia, this choice presents itself to us daily. Will you step up when it matters most?